Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Ready to dive into a topic that's always making waves?
Always. What are we tackling today?
Detoxing for weight loss. It's everywhere you look. New trends, new products, you name it. But what's the real deal?
Glad you asked, because today we're all about separating fact from fiction.
Exactly. We're not peddling magic pills or quick fixes here. We're giving you the knowledge to make smart choices about your health.
Love it. So where do we begin?
Well, let's start with the basics. What does detox even mean? Is it really about hitting some internal reset button?
Ah, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And honestly, it's where a lot of the confusion starts. Here's the thing. Your body is already a detoxifying machine. You've got these amazing organs, mainly your liver and kidneys, working around the clock to filter out all the stuff your body doesn't need.
So if our bodies are already doing the detox work, why does it feel like we need to do anything else? What's with all the teas and the fasts and the special diets?
Well, think of it like this. Imagine your body is like a well-oiled, high-performance car,
Yeah,
right?
I'm following.
Your liver and kidneys, those are like the air filter and oil filter, working hard to keep things running smoothly.
Right.
But even a finely tuned car benefits from regular maintenance, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Our bodies are the same way.
Yeah.
We can support those natural processes, those filters, with healthy habits.
So, less about hitting a reset button and more about making sure those systems are in tip-top shape.
Exactly. And that's where a lot of these detox diets come in. They often involve things like cutting out processed foods, drinking more water, loading up on fruits and veggies.
All the good stuff.
Right. And those changes can definitely be beneficial, but not necessarily because they're magically flushing out toxins.
So it's not necessarily the detox itself, but the healthier habits that often come along with it.
You got it. And the article we're diving into today really emphasizes this holistic approach, even talking about detoxing your mind, body, and spirit.
Oh, interesting. Is that a common theme in the detox world?
It's definitely gaining traction. It speaks to the idea that well-being is about more than just the physical stuff. But when it comes to the science of detoxing, especially for weight loss, we've got to be critical thinkers.
Especially with all those before and after pictures floating around. Speaking of which, this article throws around benefits like weight loss, glowing skin, increased energy. Are those claims legit, or are we wading into snake oil territory?
It can be tough to tell sometimes, right?
Yeah.
Because some people might see changes, but whether those are directly because of the detox itself is another story.
Give me an example.
Sure, take reducing processed foods, which a lot of these detoxes recommend. Yeah, that can lead to some weight loss and maybe even better digestion overall.
So it's not the detox, it's the healthier choices people are making during the detox.
Exactly. It's about recognizing those nuances. Like another claim you'll see a lot is increased energy. If you're cutting out processed foods, cutting back on added sugars, things that tend to spike and crash your energy levels, yeah, you might feel more balanced.
Okay, that makes sense. So it's like the detox gets credit for your body's natural response to, well, better fuel. But what about those not so fun side effects? The article mentions headaches, fatigue, even nausea. Not exactly the picture of glowing health.
And those are important to pay attention to because they can tell us a lot. Like if you're used to a certain amount of caffeine and you suddenly cut it out cold turkey, headaches and fatigue are common withdrawal symptoms.
It's like your body is saying, hey, where's my usual morning pick-me-up?
Exactly. And this is where things get even trickier when we start talking about detoxing from things like heavy metals.
Right. It's one thing to lay off the caffeine, but can a juice cleanse really get rid of, say, mercury?
That's the crucial point. While a balanced, nutrient-rich diet is essential, it's not a magic solution for serious medical conditions. Heavy metal toxicity that requires professional help, not just a change in what you eat.
So no amount of green juice is going to magically erase like lead exposure.
Got it. It seems like there's a big difference between, just supporting our body's natural detox process versus trying to treat a serious medical issue with food.
100%. It's about setting realistic expectations and, knowing when to loop in the professionals.
Absolutely. Speaking of expectations, this article goes pretty deep on the whole mental and spiritual side of detoxing. It even talks about things like home cleanses to like clear negative energy and stuff.
Interesting.
Yeah, this talking about detoxing your mind, body, and spirit, that feels like a whole other level. Like, how do you even measure the success of a mind detox?
That's a really interesting question. And it's true. We don't exactly have a scientific ruler for measuring a spiritual cleanse, right?
Right.
But a lot of cultures and traditions, they have these practices focused on mental and emotional well-being. Things like meditation, mindfulness, spending time in nature. Those can be incredibly beneficial, even if we can't quantify it. It's like hitting the refresh button on your mind instead of just your body. So we've got the more, I don't know, intangible side of detoxing. But what about the actual science, specifically when it comes to weight loss? What does that tell us?
Right, because that's what we're really here to unpack.
Exactly.
And I think it's important to be, like, super clear about what's hype and what's reality. While those mental and spiritual practices are great for overall well-being, the weight loss part, it usually boils down to the physical changes people make during a detox.
So like we talked about before, cutting out processed foods, reducing sugar intake, that kind of thing.
Exactly. The article mentions that a lot of these detox diets involve fasting or sticking to like a strict liquid diet.
Yeah, let's talk about those for a second, because those always seem to be the most popular, maybe the most extreme types of detoxes out there. Is there any actual science behind them?
So the science on fasting, it's complex. There are studies that suggest short-term fasting can have some benefits, like reducing inflammation, improving insulin sensitivity.
Hold on. For those of us who don't speak fluent science, what exactly is insulin sensitivity and why should we care?
Of course. So insulin, it basically helps your body use glucose or sugar from food for energy, right?
Right.
When your cells become resistant to insulin, it can lead to high blood sugar and increase your risk of type 2 diabetes and even weight gain.
Ah, okay.
And some studies show that fasting can potentially improve that sensitivity.
So better insulin sensitivity could make it easier to lose weight and manage blood sugar levels.
Potentially, yes.
Yeah.
But, and this is a big, but fasting is not a magic bullet, and it's definitely not for everyone. It's really important to talk to your doctor before trying any kind of fasting, especially if you have any health conditions.
Right. Don't just go on a week-long water fast because you saw your favorite influencer doing it.
Exactly. Safety first. And I think that highlights a big point. A lot of these extreme detox methods, they're all about quick fixes instead of sustainable changes.
Which is kind of the opposite of what we should be aiming for, right?
Right. And that's why I appreciate how this article emphasizes building those sustainable, healthy habits. It's not about this one-time detox event. It's about using it as a springboard to make lasting changes to your diet and lifestyle.
So ditch the fad diets and focus on something you can actually stick with long term.
Exactly. It's about finding that balance, making choices that really support your overall health and well-being.
Slow and steady wins the race, right? Or I guess in this case, slow and steady sheds the pounds.
Exactly. And another thing that the article touches on is the duration of these detox diets. They can range from a single day to, get this, 8 weeks.
8 weeks? You could travel the world in 8 weeks. Or train for a marathon or something. I don't know if I want to spend 2 months of my life thinking about detoxing.
Right. It just goes to show it's so important to talk to a healthcare professional. You know, someone who can tell you if a detox is even right for you, what type and how long it should be based on your needs and your goals.
It's about finding what works for you, not just blindly following some generic plan. It makes you wonder, though, should we just be in a perpetual state of detox? The article kind of hints at that, like it's an ongoing process, not just a one-time thing.
That's a great point. And it makes sense, right? Our bodies are constantly dealing with stuff that needs to be filtered out, environmental toxins, processed foods, even stress hormones.
Oh, yeah. Stress is a big one.
Huge. So, yeah, supporting those natural detoxification systems, that's an ongoing thing.
It's like brushing your teeth. You don't just brush once and call it good.
Exactly. It's about those daily habits. Speaking of which, the article has some really good tips for that, like staying hydrated. It sounds simple enough, but
I know. It's easy to forget to drink water throughout the day.
Right. It happens. But staying hydrated is so essential for supporting those detoxification pathways, flushing out waste, keeping everything running smoothly.
It's like giving your internal system a good rinse.
Exactly. And of course, the article also emphasizes eating those fruits and veggies.
Well, that's no surprise. Been hearing that one since I was a kid.
It might sound cliche, but there's a reason it's always recommended. Fruits and vegetables are full of antioxidants, vitamins, and minerals that support those natural detox processes.
And don't forget about fiber. That's like a scrub brush for your gut, right?
Exactly. Keeps things moving along, prevents those toxins from sticking around longer than they're welcome.
It's all connected, isn't it? What we eat, how much water we drink, even our sleep.
Speaking of sleep, the article also talks about how important that is. When you sleep, your body goes into repair mode. And part of that is giving your detoxification systems a chance to catch up.
So if we're not getting enough sleep, we're basically sabotaging our own internal cleaning crew. Maybe that explains the under-eye bags.
It's definitely possible. Not getting enough sleep can disrupt your body's natural rhythms and really compromise its ability to detoxify effectively.
Yikes. Note to self, prioritize those Z's.
Okay, so after diving deep into this detoxing article, it seems like the biggest takeaway is that it's less about those extreme measures, those quick fixes, and more about taking a holistic, sustainable approach to health.
Absolutely. It's about making those gradual, consistent changes that support your body's natural ability to cleanse and regenerate itself.
Nourishing your body from the inside out. It's like giving your internal system a good rinse, you know,
Yeah,
getting all the gunk out.
exactly. And to keep those systems in tip-top shape, the article also stresses eating lots of fruits and vegetables.
Yeah. Not exactly breaking news there, right? It feels like we've been hearing that one forever.
It might sound cliche, but there's a reason this advice sticks around. It works. Fruits and veggies, they're packed with antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, all the good stuff that keeps our bodies running smoothly, including those detox processes we're talking about.
Right. And let's not forget about fiber. That's key too, right?
And absolutely, fiber is like, what is it, a scrub brush for your gut? Yeah, something like that. It keeps things moving, if you know what I mean.
Exactly. So those toxins, they don't stick around longer than they need to.
It really is all connected, isn't it? Our diet, our hydration, even like how well we're sleeping, it all plays a part.
Speaking of sleep, that's another thing the article highlights. When you sleep, your body goes into this whole repair mode, and part of that is giving your detox systems a chance to catch up.
Oh, interesting. So if you're skimping on sleep, you're basically sabotaging your own built-in cleaning crew.
Pretty much, yeah. Chronic sleep deprivation, it can throw off your body's natural rhythms and really mess with its ability to detoxify effectively.
Yikes. Okay, making a mental note to prioritize those Z's. Well, after going deep on detoxing for weight loss, it feels like the big takeaway is ditch the extreme measures, ditch the quick fixes. It's more about a holistic, sustainable approach, right?
100%. It's about those gradual, consistent changes to your diet and your lifestyle. That's what really supports your body's natural ability to, well, cleanse and regenerate.
Nourishing your body from the inside out, as they say. This article gave us a lot to think about. It's amazing how our bodies are these incredible self-cleaning machines, you know? But it also makes you wonder, what are some signs that our systems might need a little extra support? Something to ponder. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of detoxing. We'll see you next time for another fascinating exploration.